Welcome to the Haters Press Conference Podcast. This is the first place, some say only, where you can hear football's leading managers' press conferences in full.
Usual post-match press conference, we'll follow that with a preview of the game on Sunday, which will be all content embargo until 1 o'clock tomorrow. We'll have simultaneous translation for the first section as well, but not required for the second. Thank you.
Jürgen, first off, just your reaction to tonight's performance.
Oh, we can make this the shortest press conference of all time. It just was a really bad game. Oh, my God. So we started well, really well, and then didn't continue. We just lost the plot a little bit, like we were everywhere and nowhere. So we midfield was spread like that, right midfielder, left side, right left midfield back, strike was whoop. I didn't recognize that a bit, but that was really strange. But so that'd be, in football terms, that's tactical discipline. But anyhow, we had, always had a big chance, I think, from Darwin, and then unlucky with Harvey. Then they scored a goal, and then we kept playing into their cards, to be honest, in their hands. So, a really good example how it could have looked is the goal we scored, because that's, I think, striker wide. Fullback underlap in a massive space, arrives all time in the world, passed the ball and most scores a goal. It was an offside, but that's one thing. But I don't know, we should have had these situations more. We didn't use the man marking besides that, I would say, a lot. Then Diogo came on, he's now, just to make sure, we cannot use him now just because we think now he's the solution for whatever. He needs time as well, but he came on and just no bad experience or whatever in the whole game or for weeks and months, so just happy to play, and you could see that changed a lot. We played a bad game. We deserved to lose, and we must feel that now. But the boys have exactly this night to feel bad about it, and then we have to build up again for the Crystal Palace game. So that's how it is. And nobody thinks in the moment. I mean, you ask me probably about the game next Thursday, but there's Crystal Palace in between. So congratulations, Atalanta. Really well done. That's it.
Can you just put your finger on why the team didn't click, why it didn't work tonight?
No, it's easy. Atalanta is causing as many teams problems with the way they defend. So, obviously. Maybe I'm wrong, but I cannot now remember a situation where they outplayed us. It's just they won the ball, and then they went from there. So that's a good idea. You need a lot of tactical discipline to do what they did. They played that man marking over the whole pitch, as Ederson pressing whoever, Curtis in our own box, stuff like that. So you need a lot of, that was the reason why they won the game, because in these moments you just want to win the ball. And the reason and man marking is uncomfortable when you are not on top of your game. That's why so many teams might play it again, because if you are in a better playing mood like we were tonight, then you can cause massive problems, but we didn't. So that's the reason. They defended us and we didn't try it long enough to play. So then we just suffered from the way they defended. That's pretty much the explanation. That's the one point.
Richard.
Yeah, hi, Jürgen.
Hi.
You made several changes in starting 11. You brought three of the regulars back on at half-time. And with the benefit of hindsight, would you have started people like Salah and Robertson and Szoboszlai, or was it not possible?
Yeah, that's how it is. When you lose a game, then your changes are questionable. I get that 100%. For the reasons I did it, I would do it exactly the same way again. How's that? If we want to be good in the rest of the season, we have to make changes. We have to. Today, I wouldn't. I actually, who did we change? Harvey was Harvey was all right. That was not Harvey. We didn't take off the three worst players. I mean, that's probably what people make of it. That's how the boys looked at halftime. Nobody wants to. Curtis came back from injury. You could see good moments. And then again, so it was the most important training session he had now since he's back. 45 minutes going over the point constantly. Harvey was all right. Costi, not a lot of rhythm. So then you think, okay, come on, give the game a chance. By the way, we lost the second half 2-0 in the first half 1-0. I don't know which one was now better. It's just how it is. But it's absolutely fine. I am responsible for this result, first and foremost. I know that. But a decision, anyway, I would probably take the same.
Jürgen, do you still believe this tie is alive? Do you think you can turn it around?
I believe that that's not the moment to talk about that. So I can say already, I'm not in the mood to think now about a game which is in a week's time when we have another one in between. But what we definitely will try for that, we have to play really good. We try to win the game there. And then we will see what we can do from there. But that's now not the moment for being, I don't even know what the saying is for that, having a big mouth and just telling them what we will do there. We have to play a really good game when we arrive there. But this was probably a low point for us performance-wise tonight, I would say, for a long time. So I think it should be possible to play a little bit better. And if you can play a little bit better, you can play much better as well. But first and foremost now, Sunday. Yeah? That's much more important now.
Move on to the preview for the Crystal Palace game. Everything in this section's embargoed.
If you like what you hear, please remember to subscribe or follow and leave us a positive review. It really will help us get to more grounds around the footballing world. You can also follow Haters TV on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and our wonderful website at haters.com. Thanks for listening.